Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ has the privilege to visit with the Indian National Finals Rodeo All-Around World Champion for 2021, Cassidy Dennison. Cassidy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Randy, and good job this week. You did an awesome job also announcing the whole Indian National Finals.
Well, thank you very much. It is a pleasure to be part of such a tradition of family and competition and bucking horses and ladies barrel racing, and you've been around it for quite some time.
Yes, sir. I've been doing it for quite some time.
Well, you have some things that you have accomplished, and I know that you've been to the National Finals Rodeo and the barrel racing competition. Let's talk about the other accolades that you have accomplished.
I've had some success throughout my career, and I'm just thankful for every win all the time.
Well, a very modest spokesperson, obviously. We talked about a scholarship foundation that you may have developed. Can you share that with us?
Yes, we developed a scholarship for my late father, Carlitz Dennison, and he has been a rodeo coach for 20 years and really pushed for, you know, the betterment of having an education and using your abilities of being a rodeo athlete to go on and, you know, use that fundamentals to get your education. So we created, in his memory, a scholarship to go out every year in hopes for it to grow.
If someone would like to contribute, how would they do it?
They can go and contact my sister Devin Dennison, and she's right now taking care of it, and her number would be 505-369-9809, or my email, CassidyDennison@gmail.com.
Well, that's very simple to remember and very, very open to the public. You are recruiting. You know, education, you can't replace it. For someone to be able to go to college on a rodeo scholarship or wrestling or basketball, they should never deny that opportunity, and that's always something to look forward to and fall back on.
Yes, sir. It's definitely a good avenue to have, especially if you do have the talent of being able to be competitive in rodeo and using that talent to also get an education. It's a win-win.
Yes, ma'am. From what I've watched in your career, this is actually the first time I think we've been face-to-face. You put your priorities straight, which includes family first.
Definitely. That's kind of been our whole drive, and our family's definitely been leaning on each other this year.
Horsemanship, what a blessing. I mean, the Lord put those horses down for us, and we can enjoy them and ride them, and they can be very frustrating and test us, but it's always a learning opportunity when you're around horses.
Yes, sir. We have had some success this year with our horses, and it's been a great journey.
Yes, ma'am. The support that you receive from the Navajo Nation and family is second to none. Does that make a difference when you nod your head or whip and spur in an arena?
Definitely. The Navajo Nation fans are always the best.
What goals have you set for yourself from this point forward?
I'm just basically trying to take it day by day, to be honest.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate that. We thank you for your scholarship foundation that you're developing, and we're very proud of your success, and most of all, you're a good person. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.